Sandman here. I'm getting a number of people asking me to do an introduction video for MGTOW, so here it is. I'm going to cover 25 of the most important video topics that I've covered since I've started my channel. And the first thing to remember about MGTOW is that a man that has taken the metaphorical red pill is a man that has learned the ugly truth about female nature. Women are made out to be harmless, beautiful creatures, but the truth is many women today will rip out your heart and testicles through your wallet and move on to their next victim with absolutely no second thoughts. So taking the red pill is making yourself aware of how women operate, and you stop being naive about it. With regards to becoming a MGTOW, there are 4 or 5 different levels to MGTOW. The first level is the purple pill man. This is the man that's aware that women use the government, the courts, and men's desires to reproduce to take advantage of men. But the purple pill man believes that the risks of a relationship and marriage are often worth the potential punishment. A level 2 MGTOW believes in dating and short-term relationships, but not marriage, long-term relationships, or cohabitation with women. To him, these often seem very dangerous. A level 3 MGTOW doesn't believe in dating women at all, and limits his interactions with women as much as possible. A level 4 MGTOW tries to limit his interactions with the state and everyone else as much as possible, too. He is what is referred to as a guy that's ghosting or trying to stay invisible to women and the state. So once you know where you stand with regards to the spectrum, then you either have a choice to stay away from women entirely or take varying relationship risks. Then you basically can start to gain true situational awareness. This is where you start to identify different types of female behavior and begin to understand what motivates women to act in such ways. One very important thing to remember is that many more women today in their 20s than in past generations are riding the cock carousel. This means they are having no strings attached sex with, in some cases, dozens of men before they decide to settle down with a single guy, if they decide to settle down at all. Women look to settle down with a beta male provider, a blue pill man with little to no understanding about female nature. If he's ignorant about the way women operate, then he's more easily manipulated. A man aware of how women function in society and manipulate men in covert ways are harder to guilt and shame into doing the things that she wants. He knows the game, so he's harder to trick into marriage, protection, and resource extraction. Shame is the name of many women's game, and in this case, it doesn't work. After a woman convinces her beta male blue pill man that marriage is a good idea for him, then she has a child or two which, at some point, allow her to leave that relationship and use those children as a way to get child support from her husband. People wonder why men go their own way, and one of the biggest reasons is that they have been burned by women through the divorce courts and are often paying lifetime alimony as well as child support to their ex-wives. In many cases, the family courts also award the full value of the family home to wives. And the majority of men visiting this YouTube channel are often in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. Men that have been taken to the cleaner, so to speak, and have had their eyes opened a little too late. They are here to become MGTOWs because they are shocked at the way women took advantage of them. As well, they're here to understand how women use their beauty and behavior to trick men. Another important thing to remember is that women age like milk, while men age like wine. Many women's looks and ability to attract a wealthy, attractive mate decline rapidly as they hit the age of 30. Men's attractiveness often increases with age because they tend to make more money as they age and often have larger bank accounts and savings. While generally women's earnings potential withers with their looks, especially if they've had children. The age of 30 is roughly where male and female values intersect and then go in the opposite direction. If a man doesn't get married by the age of 35 or 40, then there's only roughly a 12% chance that he's going to get married from that point forward. Another reason men should go their own way is because of shit tests. Women often test men's ability to be providers and tolerate their horrible behavior. The idea is to turn a man into an obedient, broken shell of his former self that walks around saying, "Yes, dear," all of the time. His spirit has to be broken in many cases, so his resources become more easily extracted and he is more malleable. He becomes silly putty in her hands. A woman asking a man to do something over the top is not her being loving or showing love, but instead she's testing him to see if he can be manipulated. And the ironic thing is that women want to manipulate men, but when the manipulation works, they tend to lose interest. With regards to love, there are often questions as to whether women are even capable of loving men the way that men love women. Men scale mountains because they love women. They cross seas, invent things, write poetry, and revolutionize the world. It's my own opinion, as well as the opinion of many other MGTOWs, that women are not hardwired for the same level of love that men are. This is partially to do with the fact that women need to look after children and need to divert those resources elsewhere. Anyways, MGTOW men want North America and Europe to turn into Japan. We want men refusing to provide love and resources to women on a civilization-wide scale until society crumbles. Women are selfish, yet men are told to man up and take responsibility. And we don't want to take responsibility for childlike women that have given up on their own responsibilities, but continue to demand that we men provide them entitlements because they have a golden vagina. When a man tries to live for himself, women call it a midlife crisis and try to shame him back into submission. Yet when a woman goes through menopause, men are supposed to just tolerate her hot flashes, as well as mood swings, but a man in a midlife crisis needs therapy according to women. The guy we MGTOWs look up to the most is Nikola Tesla, a lifelong bachelor that invented many of the technologies that we use today. He registered hundreds of patents and invented the 20th century by many accounts. Do you think that he could have invented all the things that he did if he had a wife and children to support? Most MGTOWs also avoid long-term relationships because women have multiple male friends that they use for different functions. Effectively, women have the equivalent of a male harem. One man to sleep with, one to bankroll her, another one to use as an emotional tampon, and other men for all kinds of functions. One man simply can't satisfy the modern woman. And the sooner men realize this, the sooner they can go their own way. A traditional marriage and family is a great risk for men in this day and age. What's also really unfortunate today is that many men get married, and now that they're married, just now do they realize that they've gotten married and have kids, and are effectively MGTOWs. They see the benefit to it, but they're stuck in the relationship. This issue of being a closeted MGTOW is one that many of my listeners face. Other men get married because they like to play a game called Captain Save-A-Ho. They want to rescue women by paying off their student loans, buying them a nice home and furnishing it, as well as spoiling them rotten like princesses. Yet many of the women they tend to rescue are used-up sluts that have been riding the cock carousel for most of their lives. And many women prefer to date bad boys and jerks instead of good, loving, supportive, and good-hearted men. Many men can't even get dates or relationships these days because they seem to be unattractive to women, and women have no interest in dating them and having sex with them. But it's much harder for unattractive men than it is for unattractive women. Some men go overseas and look for foreign brides to marry, and this too is a bad idea because female nature is the same everywhere around the world. Bringing a foreign bride back to a Western country ensures that in many cases that she will leave you. Many times foreign women are marrying foreign men just to get a new passport, and once they enter this new country, they find more attractive males. If she left the country of her own origin behind, what makes you think that she won't leave you behind? Another possible solution for men looking for love are synthetic lovers. In Japan, people pay for affection, conversation, sex, and often each of their needs are met in a service type of setting. But some men are not content doing this and choose to search for NAWALT. NAWALT stands for Not All Women Are Like That. And apparently there's a small number of women that are not into marrying men for their money and resources as their primary motivator. But they genuinely care about men. Such a woman is rare and often like a purple squirrel or a unicorn. But sometimes a man that goes after women constantly gets friend-zoned. The friend-zone is a place where a man becomes a utility for a woman, but gains no sexual favors, pleasures, or a relationship in return for the friendship that he provides a woman. And even if he does marry her, she will tire of him almost certainly in her 30s, and she will say things like, "Not tonight, honey," and deny him sexual release, and possibly use that as a way to control him. But the truth of the matter is that what is happening today has ultimately been caused by men's ingenuity. Without the oil to run our economy, women would not have all of the benefits of cheap food and tons of leisure time. Men have released the oil genie out of the bottle, and some male functions have become obsolete because of it. Women are also using new communications technologies like smartphones and computers to increase their pool of available men. So in turn, they're getting pickier about the types of men that they date. Modern technology means that women can keep searching for a better man, even when they have one at home. It's just good enough for now. And I want to close this video by talking about the true nature of women. Women cower and hide under their beds in a real emergency. And last Christmas, the power in my city went out for a few days due to a giant ice storm. And most of the women were inside of their homes or at the shopping mall, while the men were out in the cold working to restore power. Without men, civilization would collapse. Yet somehow women think that they no longer need men, and that men are obsolete. Well, that does it for my introduction to MGTOW. So please learn more about MGTOW and make it your lifestyle choice if you see value in it. I'm sure that you probably will. Anyways, thank you for listening and taking your daily dose of red pills. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.